This is Carol Fly with High Tech Answers. The following is my HIMSS 16 in Las Vegas interview with Bill O'Connor, VP of Consulting Services and the Chief Medical Information Officer for Orion Health.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for joining me today. So how are things going for you this year at HIMSS 16 in Vegas?
Fantastic. It's been a good year so far and seeing lots of exciting developments in the industry, and happy to be here for another HIMSS.
Yeah, well, and I know one of your clients, CalIndex, is presented at the conference. Can you tell me a little bit about the presentation?
Yeah, they had a presentation yesterday. It was very well attended. There was a lot of interest in what they're doing. The main thing that they're doing is working on an HIE, which we have built with them, and it is one of the first ones that combines both provider clinical data as well as payer data. The origins of CalIndex were Anthem of California as well as Blue Shield of California, two payers who are competitors, really saw the need for the sharing of data for the betterment of population health within the state of California, decided to come together and form an entity called CalIndex. And we've got now about 9 million patients in that HIE that are combining both payer as well as provider data to improve the health of the population in California.
Well, so interesting, interoperability, of course, is and continues to be one of the biggest topics at HIMSS, and certainly no different than this year.
Yeah, it is, and it's something Orion luckily excels at really well. We've had our interoperability product, Rhapsody, that we've been working on since 1993. And that's really, I think, when you look at population health, the most important thing is data integration and being able to access and then aggregate the data in a way that you can then run analytics off it and leverage the data in the system to improve pop health.
So your customers that are focusing in on pop health initiatives, how will these clients and potential customers build upon pop health initiatives in 2016?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think that the way folks are building are two things. One, they're continuing to add data into their platforms. And at Orion Health, we've got quite a few implementations around the world, but specifically in North America, what our clients have been doing are continuing to add different interfaces and add different databases into their very large Orion Health database. And what we're finding is our customers are starting to use Orion Health technology to unlock some of the data that's in some of the siloed EMRs. As many of our clients grow and the environment is becoming more heterogeneous with a mix of EMRs and a mix of different databases, that's really what they're working on, is trying to get as much data as they can into the Orion platform so then they can run analytics off that data.
And you recently added a platform, Amadeus, which Chris makes me think about the Amadeus.
Yeah.
I'll do that as an outtake. So tell us about Amadeus and what's going on with the new solution.
Yeah, well, I won't be singing today, but it is a very exciting solution for us. And it does a couple of things. One, it is a platform that is built on non-SQL technology. No SQL technology. So our older version of our database was built on Oracle, but what we found was that we were not able to scale to the degree that we needed to with Oracle. So we moved over to Cassandra database, which is again that NoSQL database. And that is really a very modern database that lots of the big companies out there like Netflix and Facebook and Twitter use. And what we're able to then do with that database is scale it theoretically, linearly, almost infinitely, so we can add a tremendous amount of patient data to that system without bogging down the performance. In addition to that, we're able to run real-time analytics across all of that big data set, so it really adds a lot of value. Historically, we wouldn't have been able to add as much data, and even if we could, we couldn't do real-time analytics on that. We'd have to ETL the data out, truckload it out to a warehouse, and then run analytics on it, and of course, then it wouldn't be real-time anymore. So that's really the power of that Amadeus platform.
And so these capabilities that we're talking about, how important is this to providers and payer organizations in the long run? Cost, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's hugely important because what it allows those organizations to do is react in real time. So if you, as a provider, if you're getting alerts that you've got patients being admitted to the ED, or let's say you're doing remote monitoring of them in the patient's home, you're able to then get that data into the database real time and react to it in real time versus trying to react retrospectively when the bad event has already happened or the spend has already happened. So we're really trying to get out ahead of that and proactively help these organizations control their healthcare spend.
What can we look forward to in the future from Orion?
I think what we can look forward to is starting to bring in even more data into our database that is going to help improve the health of the population. This year, we are starting to bring in genomic data into our database, which we're able to then combine with the payer data that we have, some of the provider clinical data that we have. We're also bringing in patient data from mobile devices that they are wearing. And when you combine that with genomic data, it really gives you a very powerful platform with which to manage population health.
Bill, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.